Picture this. You open your code editor on a Friday morning, you pull in a dependency from GitHub, and somewhere buried in that library is a Trojan quietly phoning home. You had no reason to suspect anything. The repository looked legitimate, had stars, had activity. That's not a hypothetical. That happened to tens of thousands of developers this week across 10,000 GitHub repositories. Welcome to IntelliJ HN Daily for Friday, June 19th, 2026. I'm Marcus Rodriguez, and today we have a packed episode covering everything from a decade-long Java transformation finally landing to Norway, drilling a tunnel through a mountain for ships.
And I'm Sarah Chen. We have a genuinely eclectic mix today, some deep technical dives, a couple of stories that touch on geopolitics and corporate strategy, and a few that quietly challenge assumptions you didn't know you were making. Before we get into it, quick note for anyone joining us for the first time. While all our stories come straight from Hacker News, we're a completely independent podcast. We have no affiliation with Y Combinator or the Hacker News platform, no sponsorship, no endorsement in either direction. We're just two people who love the community and want to bring these conversations to a wider audience.
And speaking of that community, if you're not already spending time on Hacker News, please go fix that. The URL is news.ycombinator.com. What you'll find there isn't just the headline links. The comment sections are where researchers, engineers, and founders tear into these stories with a depth and rigor you won't find anywhere else. We genuinely just skim the surface here. The real intellectual action is in those threads.
So here's what we're covering today. The lead story. A researcher found 10,000 GitHub repositories actively distributing Trojan malware. And the architecture of that attack is genuinely clever in a frightening way. We'll break down what happened and what it means for supply chain security.
Then we're heading into AI territory with a few interconnected threads. A thoughtful essay on the psychology of machine learning research, the Anthropic and SK Telecom export controls controversy, and a new tool asking whether your personal data ended up in an AI model's training weights. That last one is getting a lot of attention.
From there, we move to developer tools and infrastructure. DuckDB's internals are getting a deep dive treatment from the community, zero-touch OAuth for the model context protocol just launched, and Ubiquity dropped an enterprise NAS built on ZFS that has the home lab crowd very excited. And the enterprise crowd asking some fair questions.
We'll also spend time on language and systems. Project Valhalla finally arriving in JDK 28 after a decade of development, MIT's custom operating system built specifically to study chip behavior, Cornell's Advanced Compilers course resurging in popularity, and the Raku programming language getting a proper foundation.
And we have a segment on broader technical culture, covering the AirPods effect and what it means for social presence, European digital sovereignty theater, Japan's railway logo as a case study in organizational design, Norway's ship tunnel, drug repurposing at 90% lower cost, and Paul Buchheit's 2010 essay on product greatness resurfacing with renewed relevance.
A lot of ground to cover. Let's start with the story everyone on HN has been talking about this morning.